I just been wondering about what happened to Ion, or more specifically JW.
JW is spending more time here in Maui. And if you listen to last week's show, the Newton, there's a big hint there of what might be going on here. Newton Part 1 or Newton Part 2 is what I call the two segments we played. It was Ion's pep talk to me and Karen before we started Cashflow. There's some interesting little things hinted in there, Daniel, and it might tell you why JW is in Maui, where we live. This is where I am.
Now, what I want to ask about is when I searched the name Jeffrey Wallace Edwards on the Internet, and then I came across, you know, a coincidental man named Jeffrey Wallace Edwards of Bremen, Georgia, being sent to jail or convicted of a crime, something described as a Ponzi scheme. And then I saw that was the same name that was written on the patent-pending formula for the RNA drops. When I searched it, I did find a thing on, I think it was on your website, Bob, about somebody had messaged you about it on 5-Bodied. And I apologize if you guys have already been asked this on air, but I was just wondering, is there any connection with this Jeffrey Wallace Edwards of Bremen, Georgia, and JW? Yeah.
JW is Jeffrey Wallace Edwards. He's the one in the prison notice, and he's the one on Carolyn's patent. But J.W., or Jeffrey Wallace Edwards, is not the guy's real name. Now, the next point is that all that information about him being in jail was put out by an institution, either us or our enemies, for certain disinformation purposes. It's all part of a very clever scheme, and you are not to take it too literally.
I can believe that, just because when I did further research, this guy's been accused of being a major Ponzi, you know, like a scam, but then, you know, there's no picture of him. There's hardly any details in it, you know. There's some details in the actual official release from the Justice Department or whatever, but...
It all comes out of one office, one little office in Georgia, and there's no other coverage other than a local chat line from just local people discussing or claiming they know JW, and they've been doing it since this all started in May 2009, about 5 or 6 days after we were on our first radio show. We'd been on Cashflow Under Disguise. Ion came on as Ian on April 15th, 2009. Then on May 1st, we went on Not Such a Big Show, Rumor Mill News. They're an odd kind of communication medium. I don't know what it's called. But anyways, we were on there for 3 hours. And I didn't know how Ion would be, because we presented it as Ion. And this is Ion. This is not Ian. This is Ion. And Ion performed amazingly for 3 hours. And somewhere in the later hours, a person called up and asked, I know of a certain culture in Central America, South America, that has this god. And this god promised them they'd come back. Now, they weren't talking about Quetzalcoatl, the famous Aztec Incan god, whatever it is. It was some more obscure name. And so the caller says, I'm very impressed with what I'm hearing. Are you that god come back? And Ion quietly says, yes. Now, that surprised me. I didn't know that's how big this project was. I did not know that we were hosting the Second Coming. So that's the beginning. Well, that was May 1st. We then went on Radio Alchemy, Evan's show, May 7th or so. And then 2 days later, May 9th, 10th, 11th, somewhere in there, maybe even the 12th, 13th, immediately the first press notice comes out of the Georgia office saying that JW is charged with all this stuff. As soon as we went public with Ion, they started their disinformation campaign. Or it was us doing that to make it look like there was an enemy. And all this is based around our project to build a new civilization based on cold fusion and a new medicine and all this stuff that just wipes out everybody, okay, in a pleasant way. So here you have this tracking of JW in his case for 3 years before it seems to come to a conclusion on December 1st, 2011. And you can monitor this little local chat line. And people say, hey, did you see JW is going to jail or they should charge, blah, blah, blah. And they spend 2.5 years saying, what the hell happened? How come he's not in jail? Where's the trial? And these people are complaining. And every now and then, some local comes on and says, do you leave JW alone? He's a great guy. And tells these people, we don't even know who you are. You're just provocateurs. So it's an interesting site. It's the only other place where you see a discussion of this, supposedly in Bremen, but it was probably being done in a studio in Los Angeles or El Segundo. But the point is that they were very frustrated for 3 years. Then when J.W. appeared to go to jail, they celebrated. And then we heard later that all these people stormed that operation locally and told everybody to shut up because this is not true, and J.W. is the one they think they know is a wonderful person. And he didn't do it. So there's actually a little civil war going on in the Bremen era area with one pro-JW faction, the majority, against these agitators. So that's happening on one level. Meanwhile, JW, and there's eight others of him, if they ever put JW in jail, they'd have to put eight other cells with the eight other JWs, I assume. There'd be nine of them in there. So you got a very bizarre phenomenon going on here. And I recommend the novel Inherent Vice by Thomas Pynchon. Came out in 2009. If you want to get an approximation of what we're dealing with, it's not accurate completely, but it's pretty interesting. And the novel has parallel worlding and strange phenomena like boats disappearing and reappearing. So it's a great novel, great story. And I bet you the reason Tony Scott is apparently no longer with us is that he got all mixed up about how to present ION. Because remember, I used to say, when I described occasionally to people what were the different JWs doing, I said, one of them's spending a lot of time in L.A. Well, you got this movie coming out that's going to rival Avatar or be an answer to Avatar. They're calling it ION, Daniel. Have you heard of this story?
No. ION the movie.
That's right. Well, it's ION the movie.
And yeah, so, I was pretty impressed with Hereafter. I could see him in that. And Hereafter, you remember the one with Clint Eastwood?
Yeah, right here in Maui. That came out of them listening to us on, private spying communications or just knowing what we were doing in Maui. Woody Harrelson and them, and they made a movie about it. That was a whole scene. But ION is being popularized right now. If you like ION, you got to be happy about that. And it's also showing the power of ION in the Android meme. And the interesting factor that Tony Scott apparently killed himself. He may not have. He just doesn't seem to be functioning anymore.
The autopsy reports came out.
What'd they say?
That he didn't have a heart problem. No cancer. That wasn't an issue. But I think what the issue is being held back is the suicide notes, what's in the suicide notes.
So, Daniel, people who believe that JW's in jail, they started railing about how the hell did I get fooled by a con man and a guy who's fraudulent. And they start saying that to me.
Yeah, I believe this because when I talked to you, it was Bob Dobbs or...
Are you Daniel Lee?
Yeah, from Toronto.
Okay,
yeah,
I know you.
Yeah, I know you. Community radio station that was shut down a few years ago. And as
you
Bob Dobbs, I think you have some mentions that you had acquaintances with the junk bond guys in the 80s.
Yes.
And then I was like, well, that sort of seems like a scheme. Maybe you're involved with schemes. But then I was also thinking, if Lyon's a real guy, and because I have a hard time arguing against the stuff he says, that even though I know there's a bunch of times that you said you thought he was too crazy, a lot of the stuff he says, but if there was a real guy, these government organizations would probably want him. So they need a cover, and that they could be using him, you know? Where it says that he fraudulently told people he was connected as a special advisor to the Fed, that maybe he actually is the Fed, you know, he's working with the Fed.
That's right.
And that they just need to do a cover. That's the mystery that's still there, I guess.
Yeah, there was a whole drama after I met, when Carol and I met JW in 2005, 2006, when I was visiting him in April 2007 at his home, Carol and I were there, we found out a lot about this drama going on between the Bush and JW because he's very wealthy and they wanted a bailout before the official TARP stuff happened a couple years later. That led to a lot of interesting complexity. So it was common for our phones to be tapped, and JW always commented on it. So they were fully aware on March, say, 18th or 19th, when ION came through, they were fully aware of the first sessions. They were monitoring it. So they knew about us for 6 weeks, and they began to hear this amazing phenomenon through April 2009. Then they started to worry if we would go public, and we went public in May 1st, so then they went into their operation. Or a faction pretending they're our enemy went into operation. So I'm going to be seen as the greatest playwright that ever lived. Just look at this as an amazing, complex drama. And it's unfolding for a win-win situation for everybody.
Well, I've been listening to you guys since before ION, since you declared the State of the Union of Neverett took over as president.
Yeah.
That's an issue because Bush was still running then, you know?
Yeah, you made a couple of good YouTubes. You still make interesting YouTubes. This is a radio DJ at CKLN, James and Matthew. He's like the next generation or even maybe two generations after me. But he's the only guy there at CKLN that's monitoring what I'm doing, other than Greg Duffel.
Oh, yeah, and I asked Greg Duffel about this. He said it could be, I think. That's sort of why I decided to call in, just to see what you would say. And then yeah. I just figured I wanted to ask just in case that John Stat Miller guy starts asking you about it tomorrow or whatever.
He may come up with it. It'll be interesting. But here's the thing. I'm adding this point, that one of the JWs spent a lot of time in L.A. over the last couple of years. And so isn't it interesting that this movie comes out Ion? Doesn't that imply that something's going on in Hollywood that we get our fingers in? Who knows if the movie ever comes out? The point is to get the word out there, and so, you know, a few collateral damage happens. You know, Tony decides to fake his death or die, you know, to get publicity. I mean, the word Ion, I guess, had to get out there now, before the movie. It's already bigger than, the story's sort of bigger than the movie.
I saw the pictures on one of those sites online. They had Tony Scott getting locations right near the bridge that he apparently had jumped off.
It's just part of the amazing entertainment that we're providing on all levels. News, sociology, psychology, occult breakthroughs, material substance breakthroughs, retrieving the ancient. It's awesome what you're witnessing here. So play excerpts of this stuff on your CKLN show.
CKLN has been shut down for over, it's actually been a dead air for a year and a half. That's what I was wondering, you know, like, if I can control the air,
yeah,
then you'd expect there to be some more than just a static, but I guess maybe that's what people like to listen to.
So you're not you know, on the internet thing that came up. You didn't join the new
No, Radio Regent, I'm on, no.
You're not on that.
No, okay. Radio Regent, but it's still through the CKLN.fm, I heard. The old website, but it's not the actual frequency.
Now, here's an interesting drama, James and Matthew. This is the way it works. Dave Neufeld, you know, the great Canadian composer, or maybe an international composer, just sent me an article, maybe you saw it, Daniel, on Adam Vaughan and whether he's going to run for mayor. See, once they interact with Dobbstown, they have a destiny. They'll become a major player whether they like it or not. Here's Adam Vaughan, who fired Bob Marshall from CKLN in 1987, that allowed him to do the Dobbs thing for 4 years. Adam Vaughan is very intricately involved in the Dobbstown drama, and he's now going to be probably mayor of Toronto. And he works in CKLN, this little garbage dump of a radio station, a nothing place. He was able to sort of get jobs because his father was a famous media personality and was a neighbor and friend of Marshall McLuhan, his father, Colin Vaughan. Adam met Marshall McLuhan a couple times as a kid. So there's this whole unfolding drama that was laid out 25 years ago at CKLN that's a microcosm of what we're going to see now.
And the Dr. Beter tapes.
Yes, there's always Dr. Beter looking in the background. Remember, it's Dr. Beter. He is a ghost. Appeared to JW on St. Patrick's Day, or maybe March 16th, the day before, and said to JW, say hi to Bob. And the next day, JW says to me, do you know a Dr. Beter? And I said, yes. And he said, well, he came to me, because he died in 87, he came to me as a ghost, and he asked if I knew you. And when JW told me that, I said, well, maybe these are the evergreens. Maybe the evergreens are gathering around JW. And that's the reason why we attempted to talk to the evergreens, and that led to Ion, which was the happy accident. That's how it began. Dr. Beter was a key person there. And Dr. Beter was the issue why Bob Marshall was fired from CKLN by Adam Vaughan. So it's all intertwined, James. And I recommend everybody read Stargate Conspiracy. You want to know about James? Read Stargate Conspiracy by Lynn Picknett. Then you'll find out what James has wrought, what Ion is an extension of or a counter to.
Went from the nine to here.
The nine to the Council of Ten. We're speaking to hundreds of kinds of personalities and temperaments and timelines here. Well, thanks a lot, Daniel.